the melodic music station.
Colourful Radio.
And I'm very pleased to say that we've got a very respected member of the Colourful family, who's also a senior music editor at MTV. He is Lindsay Wesker, who does his A to Z of music on a Saturday between 1 and 3. Lindsay, hello.
Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Very well indeed. Monitoring some of the networks, stayed up late last night, couldn't believe my eyes and ears. And then some people are referring to Michael as the king of pop, others a rock star, others an R&B star. You eat, sleep and drink this world. How would you describe him?
He was everything, really. I mean the best-selling album of all time, Thriller, is a virtual compilation album. I mean, it's like a now that's what I call music compilation, isn't it? It's got a mixture of absolutely every style on there. It's got, you know, it's got dance tracks, soul tracks, R&B tracks, rock tracks, pop tracks. It's got absolutely everything. And I mean, he didn't want to be pigeonholed.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was a cynical commercial attempt to appeal to everybody. I think he just was everything. I mean, I think he genuinely was into all of those things. And it seemed fairly natural for him to move into all of those different genres. And he certainly sounded amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
working in all these different genres, he was quite comfortable in all of them.
He was, because I remember so many guitar riffs and guitar solos in tracks like Dirty Diana, Beat It, etc.
Yeah, I mean, he had Slash and Eddie Van Halen on his tunes, so, you know, he was working with some of the best.
That's right. Now, lots and lots of music specialists are being called upon, you know, to service the networks. I'm sure you'll be doing many other interviews apart from talking to me on Colourful. But what is the best way of describing what he contributed to music? I mean, you've kind of said some of it there, but I mean, to really place him in the pantheon of music stars, of people who innovated, who created things, who didn't just pick things up from James Brown and develop them in his own style, but who actually brought something new.
Well, I mean, first of all, you mentioned James Brown there. Obviously, you know, those kind of dance moves did start with James.
Yeah.
So we have to pay tribute to James at this point. You know, quite a bit of what Michael does was James Brown.
Yeah.
But I mean, who on earth makes music like that?
Yeah.
I mean, something like that. I mean, how on earth would you describe it? I mean, it's not just a piece of music. It's a piece of theatre. He put drama into music, and every song is like a drama, it's like a soap opera. You're sort of, you know, captured inside some different world. I mean, you know, all of the songs. And it's so not just, I mean, and look at the amount of people that do impersonations of him. I mean, he was so unique. You know, people do impersonations of him. You know when you've arrived. You know when you've arrived when people do, you know, impersonations and sort of, you know, stand-up comedy routines about you.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the people who've been paying tribute, some of the big stars, the likes of Usher and Justin Timberlake, and, of course, very, very, very influenced by Michael, but they're not the only ones, are they?
Well, I mean, the whole industry that kind of, Michael kind of raised the bar. You know, he sort of in terms of production, in terms of concerts, in terms of videos, he kind of raised the bar, and kind of everybody was trying to do it afterwards. I mean, everybody within the Motown stable, and then everybody, you know, I mean somebody like Usher. I mean, he's so clearly influenced by Michael Jackson. I mean, we love Usher, yeah, and he's an amazing artist. But he's so, so clearly influenced. But it's kind of, Usher is spending a lot of money.
Yes,
he's spending a lot of money on his recordings and on his videos, and he's not even coming close to sort of achieving what Michael did. In terms of creativity, I mean, all videos just look a bit pedestrian, and they look, They just look like pop promos. I mean, yeah. It's like, you mean the Michael Jackson videos. I mean, I work at MTV, and we've been showing Michael Jackson videos, you know, from day one, and it's, I mean, these things, it's amazing the reaction that you get from people. I mean, they sort of, every time they look at them, it's like they're looking at them for the first time, and it's, wow, I never saw that, and I wonder how he did that. And
yeah.
I remember
Lindsay myself, I've said this earlier, but I can say it again, when I went to a Michael Jackson concert in Munich in the Olympic Stadium in 1988, I remember being over there. Were you there at the Olympia Stadium?
I was there. Chris Cross supported.
Yeah, and Kim Wilde. Kim Wilde was also there.
And Rosala supported, yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
And there was a big party in the ice rink.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the Olympic Village in Munich. Now, I was there. That was the first night of his world tour.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really lucky to have seen him in his heyday. I mean,
absolutely.
What a show. What a show that was.
It was truly, I mean, I felt like I'd been lifted off my feet, you know, with that show. I was there in the middle of 72,000 Germans and one other Brit. That's you. Okay? And I'm like, what's happening here? I feel just like transformed. What am I experiencing here? I've never been to a concert like that, and I suppose I never will. And I suppose you, in your own job, are going to have to do a lot and try and really sum up his musical legacy by playing some of his biggest tunes and maybe some of those tunes that maybe are not so big but describe his character, really show the development.
Well, we have cancelled everything across all of our channels,
yep.
for the next 48 hours, and we're just doing nothing but Michael Jackson. I mean, if there's one artist that, you know, epitomizes MTV and the whole MTV generation, you know, it's Michael. And playing his videos, well, it's a ratings winner. I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, I've been watching these videos. I mean, you know, I remember buying "I Want You Back" and ABC on a 7-inch Tamla Motown singles. So, you know, I've kind of been with it from day one. And you know, I remember when Michael's videos were premiered on terrestrial television. You know, I remember the premiere of Thriller, and you know, it was a big event. I mean, my whole family just stopped.
It was
like,
so massive, wasn't it? We had never seen anything like it before, and I can still do the ghoulish dance now. I still know, you know the lines by Vincent Price: "Darkness falls across the land, the midnight hour is close, and creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood." You know, I still remember it.
Well, I mean, there was recently a reissue of the Thriller album. They did a kind of anniversary package, and there's a separate bonus track on that CD, which is just the a cappella of Vincent's voice.
Yes.
And it's lovely just to hear it in isolation. It's a little separate track. It only lasts about 25 seconds.
Exactly.
So for Michael Jackson junkies and anybody making mega mixes, it's a lovely, lovely little item to slot in.
Excellent.
But I mean, it's just you know, I mean, I've been watching these videos, you know, since they came out, and I watch them to this day, and they're just still, you still just watch, you're just absolutely sucked into the TV, just wow.
There's just so much in there. Lindsay, thank you very much. I'm going to let you go to do your regular job at MTV, and of course, I'll be listening out for what you do on Saturday between 1 and 3 on your A to Z of music, okay?
Thank you, Henry.
Cheers. Thanks very much for
Take
joining
care.
Us this morning. Cheers. Bye-bye.
The Melodic Music Station.
Colourful Radio.